Shemeris Yavam Karisla. Why do you call her Shemeris Yavam? Ishtemal Yehi. She's 100% your wife. To Amar Rav, we learned before, Rav says, Kona Lakoil. That all that the Chiddush in the first Mishnah, Bo Yevimtoi, that we said, even though it's Shleimi Daito, even though it's Shleim Znus, that even though when a Yavam has beer with his Yavama, even though he's not doing the Shleim Mitzvah, still the Mishnah says, Yekoina. And Rav says, the Pshaf in the Mishnah is Yekoina Lakoil. So you can't tell me here the cases that a Shemeris Yavam drinks the Meir Marim. She's still called a Shemeris Yavam, not really his wife. If the case is that the Yavam had beer with her, when the Yavam lives with his Shemeris Yavam, that's a king in Yibam. That's Mamish's wife. It's Mamish Nisuyin. So what do you call the Shemeris Yavam? Drinks the Meir Marim. She's not called the Shemeris Yavam. She's called Mamish Ishtoi. Tell him, I, how is the case that a Shemeris Yavam drinks the Meir Marim? So what's Kasha Shemeris Yavam? Karis lo. Ishtemal Yehi. To Amar Rav, Kona Lakoil. So Gemara says, Kishmul. We're going now according to Shmuel Shita. To Yomel HaKonel LeKonel Advar Marum BaParsha. That the Kenyan, these type of a Bia, or Bia Shlemi Daita, Shlemi L'Shem Mitzvah, you're not Kona completely to be your wife for Din Saita. You're only Kona L'Mixas Dvarim. That's all. You're only Kona for what it says in the Parsha, that Yashina. For the Gemara, Midi Hu Taimel Rav. We want to come and bring a riot to Rav. That Rav holds Yesh Chup L'Psulis. So we're bringing a Rav from this Mishnah site, the Liba de Rav. And Omar Rav, Rav says, Kona Lakil. Rav is the one that says that if a Yavam has beer with his Yavama, even though it's not L'Shem Mitzvah, still he's Kona L'Gamri. So you can't tell me the case in the Mishnah site that it says the Shemeris Yavam has to swear to drink the Meir Marim is where the Yavam live with her, because if the Yavam live with her, it's not a Shemeris Yavam anymore, it's Mamish Ishtoi. So you have to answer, oh, my askina, going to Yavid Ba Maimer. What's talking about now, the Yavid made a Maimer. That's what it did. It made a Kenyan Maimer. So Marian says again, oh, my Rava, Elo. So Marian says, Hoch, my askina, going to Yavid Ba Maimer. We're talking about now the word that the Yavam made a Maimer, gave her a cast of Kedushin. Ube Shamahi, we're going according to Ube Shamah Shita. The Yamri Beshama Shita is Maima Koina Kinyan Gomer. The Maima makes her a Kinyan Gomer. That's what Maima does. So if the Yavam gives his Yavam a Maima, the Maisa now is his wife completely. And it's like the only half Kedushin. So the tales like we had before, once you make Maima, now she's your wife completely. There's no more Zikas Yibum. And you only have an Arusa. So now if you want to make Nisuyin Avada, you have to make a Bia Lishmo Lishem Nisuyin. So we'd have the same case that we had before Ben Arusa, that after we made Maimer, then the Yavam, the husband, lived with her. Shelah L'Shem Nesuyin. So he doesn't have Nesuyin with her. But the Maisa says, called Mibalo the Ishech, the husband lived with her first. That's how he could have, she has to drink. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case that the Yavam made Maimer with his Yavama, and Alibu de Beishamai, that Maimer is kind of a Kenyan Gomer, that she's Mamish, your wife now, she's not a Zok, there's no more Din Yubim anymore. If so, Hani Arusa, that's Mamish, the same case of an Arusa. The Brisa said this case of an Arusa already. That was one case on Arusa, and the Shemeris Yavam. So if you're telling me now the Shemeris Yavam means that she received Maimer, that's Mamish and Arusa again. So where it says, L'taymich, anyway, according to your Tam, Nesuyo Kenusa. That's what it says, that when you had real Nesuyin, or else Kenusa means that she was a Yavama, and the Yavam had beer with her. The Yavam was Miyadma. For the Gemara, Lav Chode Milsi, isn't this considered one thing? That once the Yavam has beer with her, Avad is called his wife completely. It's called the Kenusa, it's called the Nesuya. Ella, what do you have to say? Nesuya Didei. Nesuya means that it's your wife from the beginning. It's not Pshat, it's your brother's wife. It's your wife. It's Nesuyin Didei. Your wife. Oh, Kenusa de Chavrei. Kenusa means what? It started out, well, by your brothers. It started out to be your brother's wife. And after you made Kenisa, after you made Yibum, you made the Bia, then she becomes your wife. Even though at the end she's Mamish, your wife, like a regular Nesuya. But the reason why it's called two different cases, because one started out your wife in the beginning, and one started out that was your brother's wife. And I'll tell you, Hochinam here also. Arusa Didei. That's what the Mishnah says, two cases, Arusa and the Shemeris Yavam, is because they're two different type of wives. They're both talking to your wife, they both have a kin kedushin, but Arusa means the day she started out to be your wife, not your brother's wife. That you stamped, took a wife, you made kedushin with her. And like we said before, then you live with her, not l'shem nisuyin, so she's still only in Arusa, but the ma'is that's called Mibal de Ishech, the husband at V was the first, and then if he gave a kinyan and stira, there would be that the water would be boidika. Yovim is the same case that the Yovim made a maima with her, and Aliba de Beishamai, she's mamishi wife right now. Why is she called the Shemeris Yovim, the Chur, it's called an Arusa? Because it means the Chavre, just means that this wife started out not to be your wife. She started out, she was your brother's wife. Now on your brother's wife, you made a maimer, which Aliba de Beishamai maimer makes a maimer such as your wife completely. So that's how the case is, that you can have a Shemeris Yovim that has to drink the Meyamorim. Henechanami, the title works that a Shemeris Yovim becomes an Arusa. She becomes your wife because she made a maimer with her. Aliba de Beishamai it's maimer, she's an Arusa. That's why she drinks after you have beer with her. But it's still called the Shemeris Yovim because it started out not your wife in the beginning, it started out with your brother's wife, the Chavri. We have Papa Rama. Papa says like this. The Papa Rama, Hai Tana, so the Kitsa that we're saying now, it's a good pshat, so we, no, so we're answering now, there's no proof. Could be, everybody holds, ain't chuppah of psulas, could be. We have no proof now that the chuppah is what makes the psula. You have no raya that the chuppah is what koina. It could be she was Narusa, that's all. And the reason why, it could be it's not a din in chuppah koina. But the reason why she drinks the water, we're talking about she only had a kinyan Narusa, that's all. But we're talking about with the husband had beer with her. That she bore le Arusa, the base of Iyah. That the husband lived with her when she was still on Arusa. So that's why the Maisa, she can still drink the Mehamorim. She has the same Saita that the water checks her out. But the Maisa, is no raya chupris koina. So again, there's no beferish in Mishnah to say that chupris koina by a psula. Tumor says, Rapapa Roma haitanu. Rapapa goes to say another Mishnah, who are being approved to say as a man the that holds, yesh chupul of psulis. Where? The Tanya will learn like this. Ein mekanin lo liarusa liashkoisa kishiarusa. You can't make kinui on an arusa when to make a drink when you're still an arusa. That you can't do. Rashi says, Papa Rama liyelam matiduk minei diyesh chupa. We have no proof this chupa. We're going to kinu lo kishiarusa v'nisa obo leh v'hod yisro mashkula deyosa kinu v'aitanu. I mean, here's a Papa saying, Rashi says, Lishna, Rashi better. Lishna, who another Pshat Rashi says like this is. Omer HaPapa says like this. Liyerlam the kinu lo kishihi arusa. You gave a kinu, you warned her when she was narusa. The Yisra, and she also had stira when she was narusa. Umash klo kishi nesuya. But you made a drink when she was nesuya. That was the Pshat. Or the Kashloch, I had a question we want to say before, that this can't be the Pshat. The kashloch ein menuka miyovin. If first you had stira with your source, your wife had stira. So the question is, how could you live with your wife afterwards? You're not called menuka miyovin. Tonu the last lay after Russia. I'll bring you Tana that did not hold from this Russia. We're talking about the case that the Mishnah before said that an Arusa, how more you could have a wife, you only have a kinyan kedushin with her. Still, she has to drink the Meyamurim. The case is that you gave her stira and kina when she was an Arusa. Either din is, you have to be Baal the Isha, the husband lived with her first. And Echonami, then they made Misuyin, even though the Misuyin was Biavera, but the Maisa, and then she has to drink the Meyamurim. That's the case, not because of chuppah, but because of nesuyin. The question was, such is not called menuka miyovin. So Papa has a tanya that holds you don't have to be menuka miyovin. The tanya ain mekanin loyla lo la rusa la shkoisa kashia rusa. Avo mekanin noisa, you could warn your wife, even though you only had kedusha with her, la shkoisa to make a drink kashia nesuya when she has a kinyan nesuyin. Even though I look who the kasher is, if it was kinya with stira when she's narusa, so she's a saita. So the husband's not allowed to make nesuyin, can't live with her. He's not called menuka miyovin, so why does he drink the meyamorim later? And Lamaitz arrives, it's maniam does not from this svara. Lamaitz, even though the husband is not menuka miyovin, so what? Lamaitz, she's a saita, and the husband had beer with her first. It's called mibala da isheich, therefore she has to drink the meyamorim. But there's no raya that chupra is koina. We have Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omai, de Gilgul. The case here is like de Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means like this. That Abad was talking about the husband made a regular Nisuyin, and after he made Nisuyin with his wife, that's when he first saw her going with another man, that he gave her a kina, he warned her, and then they were still, they were together. That's when it didn't say that she has to drink the Me'amorim. What does the Mishnah mean to say she has to swear that when she was in Arusa, she also did not have Nus? Not the pshat she has to din soita by an Arusa. That's called Ayde Gilgul. That means once we make a swear, after Nisuyin, that's when the husband gave a kina stira, that she has to swear later, she did not have Nus later, the husband could automatically, Ayde Gilgul means, once she has to swear one place, I could automatically make you swear wherever I want. Even though the chachilah to make you swear, I have to have a proof to make you swear. Ayde Gilgul means, since you have to swear one place, I have a right to cause you to swear wherever I want. So it starts out that she's swearing now because the ma'aseh she's in a suya, a regular saita. So the husband makes her swear that she did not live with the man. Once I make you swear you did not live with this man after nesuyin, I could also make you swear you did not live with him b'shas arusa. But not the pshat is that by regular arusa the din saita she has to drink the me'amorim. Or could be by regular arusa there's no din to drink the me'amorim. Here it's on Ayde Gilgul. Right, Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rav Yechanan. He sent like this: Hoyfe Maimer Biyavimto. If somebody makes a kinyan Maimer with his Yavamo, Afilu Hu Koyin, even if he's a Koyin, Vi Kanis and she's a Kanis, Poslo Menat Truma. She does become Poslo from eating Truma. If you make Maimer Biyavimto, so here the case is that one brother made Maimer, and now the other brothers now they Poslo, she can't eat Truma. So Rashi says, the apostle in the true Rashi says, Achi Yikonis, until there's a beer here. So what's the pshat here? Says Laman, who are you talking about? Eli Rabbi Meifa goes according to Rameya Shita, that the Mei holds Mishtameris Labiya Psula, that she doesn't need Truma. So Eima Diyom Rameya, when did Rameya say Yisvara Mishtameris Labiya Psula, Lo Yochla Midi Raisa? Only if it's a question that she's Oymed to have a Biya that's also Midi Raisa, like in the Mishnah, where the Kohen married a Gerusha. So we say, since the Biya is a Biya Sanavera Midi Raisa, she does need Truma right now. Even though she's a Bas Koyin, she can't eat Truma right now. But over here, the Rabbonin Miyomar, here is only Yishalim the Rabbonin. What happened? One brother made Maimer. Now for the other Yavama, the other Yavam, he's not allowed to make beer anymore. He can't be Miyabim. Why? Because one brother made Maimer. Even though that's only Nisa the Rabbonin, Midiraisa we had before, not like Beis Shammai, Maimer means nothing. So Maimer is nothing. So the other Yavam could make Yibum. It's only Midi Rabbanan he can't. So it's only Mishtameris Labiya Psula Midi Rabbanan, even according to Rameya, she's Ladi Truma. Hey, Midi Rabbanan. Miyomar? He didn't say it if it's only Mishtameris Labiya Psula Midi Rabbanan. The yellow you want to say, go now, the Rebelez of Reb Shimon. Furthermore, that can't be. Hashta Mishtameris Labiya Psula Midi Raisa. Madach in our Mishnah's case, where the Koyin marries the Gerusha. Even before he had Bia. But it's Mishtameris Labiya Psula Diraisa if they have Bia Binisa Diraisa. Ochlo, still Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah that if she's a Bas Koyin, she's Ladi Truma. The Rabbonami boy, over here was only a question one Yavim made Maimer. So the second Yavim can't make Yibum only with the Rabbonin. So there's only a Bia system with the Rabbonin. So Pshita she's Ladi Truma. So who are you telling me now that she can't eat Truma? Tomorrow says, Ela Kiyosi Rovin. Omar says like this. Also, Bamaima Biavimtoi Divri Hakal Ochla. No. If one brother made Maimer, since there's only Nisim and the Rabbonim now for the other brothers to be Miyabim, but Midirai said, Smutter, Havada, she's a Baskoin, she would eat Truma. It's not called the Mishtameris Labi of Sul Diraisa. So, Havada, she does eat Truma. No, Yeshla Cholol. Let's say one brother is a cholol. So the ma'aseh when he lives with her, she'll become a cholola. She'll be possible to eat truma. So in such a case also, she would not eat truma. Yesh leze ayovim acholo. Divri akolo yochlo. Afilu hui bas koin, even if she's a bas koin. V'yafa gav di yovet bo maimer koin kosher. Even though the one that made maimer was a koin kosher, not a cholo, akati mishtameres le biyapsuli. Still she's watching, like she's oimetav biya from a biyapsul. Le biyas a cholo. They have a psul di raisa. That's nisi di raisa, v'lo yochle, she would not eat. V'yafilu le reb loza reb shimin. Cause ki machshere b'amon le koin godu kamachshere shiesh lo lachavim o kamachar. That's only a kohen gadol, or a kohen can marry somebody else and be michael them truma. Our mishdameres liyovim cholol, but here that one brother is a cholol, that no matter who this cholol marries, she'll never be able to eat truma. Tiyenulah lahachol to a kohen cholol zaru is posul lov liyochla. That's the case here. That one of the brothers alive is a cholol, so the ma'isa she's mishdameres to him. And since he's such a psul that no wife can he be Michael Truma, therefore even according to Reb Lazar, the Yavama cannot eat Truma right now. Is the Riyakul Ein Orcheles. That's the Machloikis. Lenech Lekawir is the Machloikis and Lashinosan La Get. That one brother gave the Yavama Get. That's the Shiloh. Reb Yechanan Omer Orcheles that she could still eat Truma right now. Resh Lakashama Rein Orcheles, no, she does not eat Truma. Reb Yechanan Omer Orcheles says that she could eat Truma. That what Afilu Reb Meir, even according to Reb Meir Yeshita, the Yomer Ein Orcheles, that he says if you make kiddushin, if a kohen marries a gerusha, since it's a mishtameres lebi yipsula, she does not eat Truma. Hani Mili, when do we say that mishtameres lebi yipsula diraisa, where she's married to the kohen, the kohen's married to the gerusha. If they have bia now, there'll be an issue diraisa. So in such a case, pshita, we say that she can't eat truma. Now pshita, but that's Reb Meir Shita, that she can't eat truma. Avo the rabbanon ochla. But over here, what happened? One brother gave her a get. With the diraisa, if you give your yivam a get, it means nothing. There's still zikas yibum. You're still supposed to have the mrs. yibum. It's only with the rabbanon you can't make bia anymore. So since it's only an issue with the rabbanon, still she could eat truma. For Eshlaka Shomano, Einu Achilles, she does not eat truma here. If one Yovim gave her a get, she does not eat truma if she's a Eishes Kohen. Why? Afilu l'Reb Leza. For Reb Shim the Yam Yecheles, that she does eat truma. That she does eat truma. Hani, Mili, when do we say that Svaro? To Yeshto, Lahachab, Mokam Acher. We could let her eat truma some other place. Aval hocha kivun dien le lahachem makom acher. There's no other way he can let her eat. Loi, she does not eat truma. So Rashi says like this: Ela shenosam lo get koyein liyavimtoi. Kahanis, she's a kahanis. V'yakata le biyosi mishtameres. O biyosi psulim adrabonin hi. To get mahani bom drabonin. Safilu Reb Leza, hani midu adei kedushin, di yesh lachol ki agav du makom acher. Avo adei gerishin, di yein le lahachla adei gerishin makom acher loi. What was the story here? The Yavam gave his Yavam a get. Now, with the Rabbonin, the get is like chalitza. You can't be miyabno. So, no other place, if a kohen gives his wife a get, could she eat truma. Every other place, after she gets a get, she can't eat truma. So here, Reb Leza also agrees. That since the Yavam gave his Yavam a get, in such a case you can't eat truma. Because the get always passes off from eating truma. Let's say in a case that you gave her a get, and after the kohen gives her a get, she'll go back to her father's house. And let's say she's a bas kohen. So she's a bas kohen, after she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat a truma. For tomorrow, Chayzeres poska minei ukroy v'levei nasa avolaha agida bo vei. True, a regular gerusha when you give you if a kohen gives his wife a get. So true, if his wife is a bas kohen, she goes back to her father's house. She's poska minei. She goes away from her husband and she goes back to her father's house. So since her father was a kohen, that's why she can still eat truma right now. Avolaha agida vei. But over here, it's a modern case. Over here, Lamaisish is a Shemeres Yavam. That there's still a mitzvah zikah here with Yiraisa. So since you're still attached to her, and you gave her a get, in such a case, she cannot eat truma. That's Rosh Lakish Asvara. That since Lamaisish gave her a get, so giving a get is always a matzah that you're like cut off relations, so you can't be Maichalo. And Lamaisish, you can't go back to her father's house, because there's still a Zika here, therefore she's stuck, she cannot eat Truma. Then the Mishnah says, Nisarmalo and Nisgarsha. She gave an Amon and Shkema and Nisgarsha. So the Mishnah says, what? Minanasuyim Sulis. If the Kohen lived with her, she became a Chalola. Minarasin Ksheris. If the Kohen didn't live with only Minarasin, then she's Ksheru. So it says like this. Boy Minei Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Mishmuel. Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef asked a question from Shmuel. Kohen Godol Shekidish as a Ktana. A Kohen Godol that made Kedushin with a Ktana. He's allowed to. The loch of a Kohen Godol is that he's not allowed to marry a Bula or a Begeris. He has to only marry a Besula, a Nara or a Ktana. He can't marry a Begeris. When she becomes 12 and a half years old already, the Kohen Godol can't marry her. So what's going to be if the Kohen Godol married her when she was a Ktana? Ubogra Tachtov. And before the Kohen Godol lived with her, the first Bia, she became a Begeris. She became 12 and a half years old. So if the Kohen Godol allowed to make Nisuyin, have his first